Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
All right, folks, I can tell you right now, we've got about 20 minutes left in the program. Those 20 minutes are Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We need your votes for Soundbite of the Week this week. We need you to email us with your vote after you've listened. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We need you to send us a tweet if you can with your vote. Remember your city and state, please, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Our Twitter address at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week doesn't work unless you vote. So first you listen, we'll play the soundbites for you, and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, an email talkback at IssuesETC.org, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. The only other way to get this is to come and visit the LPR studios personally. This is your chance to win it, the LPR bundle package. Soundbite number one this week comes from Joe Dallas. We were talking about the possibility that evangelicalism broadly might become accepting of homosexual behavior. He says it's due to a nicification theology.
There is something that I call nicification that I think is a trend that's been growing within the church over the last at least two decades. And when nicification happens, it basically happens when leaders and laity start assuming that our primary role and responsibility is to be very nice, not to ever give offense, and to always try to appease, even at the expense of objective truth. And so I think that we're seeing a false notion that if we as Christians can make non-Christians feel comfortable with us, if we get them to come to our churches and not feel offended by any of the absolutes we believe, if we get people to like us, we have thereby reached them. And that is, of course, a false definition of what it is to reach people, particularly if you're taking your definition from Scripture.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page ready to take your votes right there. Please leave your city and state, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from a conversation recently we had with Dr. Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn, and we were talking about muscular Christianity. Here's his analysis.
People are recognizing a real problem, and that is that men don't like coming to churches where everything is soft and pastel and there's lack of forthright talk. Men like to, you know, kind of hear it the way it is. But this tendency now to overreact by going to the opposite extreme and saying that basically God is a motorcycle leader, has this great motorcycle group, tattoos and all, you know, Jesus cleaning the temple of the money changers is sort of the great moment in Jesus' life rather than hanging on the cross for his bride. Those kinds of images have always been there in the sort of masculine Christianity movement of the late 19th century, and they're just coming back now with Promise Keepers. We saw it, and now again we're seeing it, I think, in a lot of circles where people are saying, understandably, enough of the softness in the church. There are rough edges to the gospel, and we need to hear things straight, and men need to man up and be leaders in their home and so forth. But the danger is that women in the process sort of become wallflowers who don't really aren't expected to be part of the learning process and growing process in Christ.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Dr. Mike Horton, an analysis of muscular Christianity. What do you think of it? Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Give us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our in-studio email address, we get them live and in real time right here in the studio. talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from, well, we've talked about this tremendous sermon from Pastor Joel Baisley that we reviewed on Monday's program. He was talking about Pentecost and the work of the Holy Spirit. Here he is on the real work of the Holy Spirit.
Are you yet a lost sinner? Or do you still go with the world and say, well, nobody's perfect. I guess I'm not either. That doesn't sound very convicted, and it doesn't sound like the work of the Holy Spirit. Have you been thwarting the Holy Spirit in the message of the law? While the law is being preached, do you hold your spiritual fingers over your ears and hum to yourself your own songs instead of hearing what the Holy Spirit wants to convict you of? Take the fingers out. Let the Holy Spirit come in and do his conviction. Get you to the point of giving up on yourself. Give up on yourself. Today is the day of salvation. You may not have tomorrow. Give up on yourself. The Holy Spirit is here to give you Jesus. The Holy Spirit is here to fill empty sinners with the fullness of grace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. You'll never be satisfied with a Holy Spirit that throws people on the ground and never talks about Jesus. You'll never be happy with the Holy Spirit that blah, blah, blahs words that you can't understand, because you want to hear words that you can plainly understand that convict you of your sin to draw you to your Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's soundbite number three. Get ready to vote. Here comes the break. But before, soundbite number four, it comes from Pastor Matt Harrison. When your pastor has a call.
We have this crazy idea in the Missouri Synod that when pastors get a call, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost is going to talk to them over the next couple of weeks about what they're supposed to do or what God's telling them. We say right in our confessions repeatedly, God does not work that way, small call articles. God works only through the Word. So the issue is a pastor has two calls. He's got a call where he is, and he's got a call to go elsewhere. The question is it sinful for him to, in and of itself, take that call or stay? No. What's the wise thing for him to do, given his family, given the well-being, especially the congregation? And then, in the midst of that decision, there will be all kinds of sinful reasons to stay and sinful reasons to go. You can't avoid sin. What do? You make the best reasonable decision, trust the gospel, and know that you're forgiven, and rejoice that you have a call.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, when your pastor has a call. Which of these soundbites do you think ought to be soundbite of the week? We need to hear from you through your votes, 1-877-623-6943. When soundbite of the week is over, it's too late to vote, so you need to call during this break, 1-877-623-6943. Just be ready to tell us what you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and where you're calling from, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Joe Dallas on nicification theology? Soundbite number two, Dr. Mike Horton on the analysis of muscular Christianity? Soundbite number three, Pastor Joel Baisley on the real work of the Holy Spirit? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, when your pastor has a call? Vote now. We'll get to your votes after this.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
No gimmicks, no shticks, just straightforward preaching and teaching in accord with Scripture and the Lutheran confessions. By the book liturgy, right from the hymnal. No glitz, just Christ crucified for sinners like us. We're Grace Lutheran Church in Racine, Wisconsin. Come receive God's gifts with us. Find out more about us at gracelutheranracine, that's all one word, .net. And like you, we're proud supporters of Issues, etc.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues, etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, etc. 300. Christ Lutheran, Jackson, Mississippi. Prince of Peace Lutheran, San Diego, California. Trinity Lutheran, Tryon, North Carolina. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Dallas, Texas. Calvary Lutheran, Yuma, Arizona. St. Paul Lutheran, Milford Center, Ohio. Peace Lutheran, Chehalis, Washington. Christ Lutheran, Noblesville, Indiana. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Lexington, Kentucky. And St. James Lutheran, Baltimore, Maryland. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues, etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues, etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues, etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's true. That's how Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week works. We've heard the sound bites. Now it's time to vote. It's Friday afternoon, the 1st of June. Time for you to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your vote's always decided, and your chance to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us your vote via email right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, let's see. Soundbite number one is Joe Dallas on nicification theology. That's how he explains how evangelicals are slowly but surely embracing homosexual behavior. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Mike Horton. He gives a pretty incisive analysis of what was called the muscular Christianity movement. He says Christianity is neither masculine nor feminine. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Joel Basley, a sermon that not only talked about the work of the Holy Spirit, but actually did the work of the Holy Spirit. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, when your pastor has a call, he doesn't have a private consultation with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the decision is just what's best for his family, and there's nothing wrong with that. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can vote for, you can say whether you like it, whether you hate it. You can say you can disagree with it or agree with it. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues, etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Up first, it's Terry calling from Canada. Terry, welcome.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for, Terry?
I'm going to vote for Matthew Harrison. They're all good, but it's tough to pick them. But Matthew Harrison's, because I've been witness to people thinking that some magical thing when a pastor gets a call. So that's my vote.
All right. Thank you very much, Terry, and thanks for listening in Canada. It's excellent to hear from you. Diane's up next. She's listening in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
Hi. My vote is for number three. At first, I wanted the Be Nice Joe Dallas, but the Be Nice, if the answer to that would solve Mike Horton's muscular Christianity or would help solve it, and also it would solve number three, listening to the Holy Spirit would solve all the problems.
Well, you're quite right. Thank you very much. Smartest listeners in radio. Diane, thanks for listening in St. Louis. That's a vote for Pastor Joel Baisley, the real work of the Holy Spirit. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. We need to hear from you. You pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Mark's listening on his cell. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Pastor Todd, I'd like to vote for number one about niceness. If you're going to sacrifice the truth for popularity, you're going to end up, nor do you deserve either. You end up with neither, nor do you deserve either. And it also, it has wider applicability. I mean, same thing with doctrine, same thing with the gospel. Thank you.
Quite right. Thank you very much, Mark. Thanks for listening. And let's see, Sue in California says she's voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Joel Baisley, the real work of the Holy Spirit. Sue says, having come from a charismatic background, I know firsthand how unfulfilling and stagnant the so-called spirit-filled life can be. It wasn't until I started attending a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation and heard the gospel that I really appreciated all that the Spirit does for us. Yes, we do not downplay the work of the Spirit. We actually allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in His fullness. Thank you very much for listening in California. Paul listens in Milwaukee. He's voting for soundbite number one, Joe Dallas, on nicification theology. He says, a clear new expression of an important technique to boost numbers and ineffectually win souls, he says, used by church growth movement that I probably have seen as such myself. Number two is similar, but discussed by some on Issues Etc. previously. Thank you very much, Paul. Thanks for listening in Milwaukee. Let's see what Lael has to say. She's listening in St. Louis. Hi, Lael.
Hi. How are you doing, Todd?
Very well.
Good talking with you. Which one is the one where you have to be kind or
That would be a soundbite number one.
Okay. Well, the thing is, you can be nice to them and condemn them to hell, and I'm just concerned with, you know, having to dumb down the gospel and the truth and the natural law of our world. So I guess the presentation is important, but you can't soften it. It's the truth, and it's something that we all have to come to, and I think it will harm people if we don't.
Lael, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Let's see. Jamie's listening in St. Charles, Missouri. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
I'm voting for soundbite number one. I believe we must speak the truth, and yes, we must be kind when we do it, but we must never deny Christ's word.
All right, that's another vote for soundbite number one, Joe Dallas, nicification theology. Elaine in Canada says, it's unusual, it is difficult, as usual, it's difficult to make a selection. However, I vote for Pastor Joel Baisley. That would be soundbite number three, the real work of the Holy Spirit. Wonderful sermon. We sinners need to hear these kinds of sermons more often. Yes, we do. And thanks for listening in Canada. Matthew in Rochester, New York says, I vote for soundbite number one. I remember a recent Issues Etc. broadcast. The guest said something that made me realize that by judging effectiveness in the church by niceness or popularity or numbers or anything like that is really denying Scripture alone. Because we are saying that God works through something other than the Word. Niceness is not law and gospel, and so we can't say that God is working through that. The soundbite reminded me of this, and I'm realizing just now how prevalent this departure from Scripture really is. Thanks for listening in New York, Matthew. Kevin in Indiana says, Pastor Matt Harrison's remarks about pastors and their calls were well said, and I agree completely. Many times we forget that our pastors always have a call. That's a great point, Kevin. It really is, to churches they're serving. However, I would like to vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Baisley's message on why I should give up on myself. I can't help but think back to some sermon review that we've heard on Issues Etc. from Joel Osteen and others to contrast that message. You're quite right there. Unfortunately, the idea of giving up on oneself is difficult for the old Adam in us to hear, and certainly not what the world would have us do. But in matters of eternal salvation, it's definitely all that we all require. Yes, very much. Thank you, Pastor Baisley, for saying it plainly. Yes, he did say it plainly. We love our listeners. Our listeners do so much for us. I've mentioned before, just this afternoon, the ideas they have, the show suggestions they have. One of the other things they do for us that is indispensable for the ongoing outreach of Issues Etc. is promoting the program by word of mouth. We've given you two easy ways to do that. One is a bulletin board flyer that you can download and print off, take to your church and put it on that you know, they're always there, the church bulletin board. Just make some room for it, paste it up there, and everyone in your congregation can see more about Issues Etc. The other, a little more personal, is the Issues Etc. business cards right there at the same place, issuesetc.org. Click support. You'll find both the bulletin board flyer and the business cards in the same place. Just click on them, download, and in the case of the business cards, print them off on suitable stock, cut along the lines that we've provided, and you can carry them with you in your wallet. Has all the contact information for Issues Etc. Your way of helping us promote Issues Etc. It is vital. The word of mouth promotion of our listeners is absolutely vital, and we thank you in advance for doing it. The winner of Issues Etc. this week, soundbite number one, Joe Dallas, talking about nicification theology.
There is something that I call nicification that I think is a trend that's been growing within the church over the last at least two decades. And when nicification happens, it basically happens when leaders and laity start assuming that our primary role and responsibility is to be very nice, not to ever give offense, and to always try to appease, even at the expense of objective truth. And so I think that we're seeing a false notion that if we as Christians can make non-Christians feel comfortable with us, if we get them to come to our churches and not feel offended by any of the absolutes we believe, if we get people to like us, we have thereby reached them. And that is, of course, a false definition of what it is to reach people, particularly if you're taking your definition from Scripture.
All right, that's winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number one, Joe Dallas on nicification theology. Some very useful wisdom there, I would say. The LPR bundle package this Friday goes to Diane in St. Louis. If you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted and played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. A new fiscal year is beginning July 1st for many congregations. Why is that important? It's important because this is the time right now leading up to July 1st when it's the prime opportunity for you to ask your congregation to join the Issues Etc. 300. It's our congregational support program. It's the backbone of our support. It's very important to the ongoing outreach of Issues Etc. Your congregation decides to support Issues Etc. to the tune of $1,000 or more in your mission or advertising budget, makes it part of the Issues Etc. 300. There's a one-page flyer you can download and print off on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Join the Issues Etc. 300. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.